Lahach lishna diyama kolecha di bo yovid. I bo ilo yovid. According to Rav Samas Teretz, that it depends if the shliach has a choice in the matter. Then we say, ein shliach dabar avero, if so, loy mechayiv sholchoy. In these last two cases, the kayin would be potter, or else this man would be potter. Because since the shliach has the choice in the matter to do it or not to do it, even though they're not a barchi yuvay, we would say the klal of ein shliach dabar avero. So therefore the mashalech would be potter. Because Hochinam here also, Iboy Yavid, Iboy Lo Yavid, this lady or the man has a choice to make the Kedusha, not to make the Kedusha, to give the haircut, not to give the haircut. Therefore, Loy Mechai the Sholchoy. Therefore, the one that sent them would also be potter, we would say, Ein Shliach, the Dvar Aveir. But Lahach Lishn, according to the first Lashon, according to the Ravina, the Armor that he says, Kol Hoicha the Shliach Lar Bach Yuva, Mechayim Sholchoy, anytime the Shliach himself is potter, it's not an Aveir for the Shliach. Then we say Yeshliach Dvar Aveira, and then the Mishalcha, the one that sent him, is Chayiv. If so, in these two cases, Hani Nami, these two cases also, Kivan Delav Benech Yuvaninu, since this Yisrael has no Issa of marrying a Gerusha, or else this lady has no Issa of cutting off a Payas, is therefore Mechayiv Sholchon. Therefore, in these two cases, we would say Yeshliach Dvar Aveira, and the man that sent him, he would be Chayiv. So that's enough community in these two Terutzim. This time when the Gemara Rashi explains that Isha Eina B'Yazor L'Sakifu, the lady doesn't have a lav not to cut off her payas, the fi Sheinu B'Bal Tashkes, she's not declared a lav not to destroy her beard, because she doesn't have one. That the Gemara Kedushin says. Now, the Abakiv is a cotton chayif. If the goat...
Rashi is asking another question. The kid is only a cotton, he's not a Bar Chayuvay.
Still, no, the one that gives him the haircut, he's also chayif. Because with Ashen Echer Amakiv Yecher Anikiv. But Vaistos, the makiv, the one that gives the haircut, is only chayiv, if he's a bar chayuvay. But over here, that the ish is doing it, since she's not a bar chayuvay, she's allowed to do it. So if a real Rashi says, what then the same halacha would have been, if an isha gives the haircut to a gadol? Rashi just says, though, but mistoma, gadol would not let her do it. Therefore, the case is that the isha did it to the cotton. The korban isha is called a lar bar chayuvay, so that's why here we would say, yeshliach, the dvar aver. So kids, that's nafkamina. So kitz the Gemara coming on now is Anachnam in the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. If Chotzer is mitam shlichus, therefore a Ktana does not have a shlichus. Therefore she does not have a kinyan Chotzer, and therefore Pshita she does not have Dal Ramas either. Mashenkin Rabbi Yochanan says no, that a Chotzer is mitam yad. It's like an yad arichta, we'll see later on. It's like an outstretched hand. Therefore, just like a Ktana has a kinyan yad, forgiven at least. Who are then she also has a kinyan chotzer or kinyan dal ramis for gittin. Now the Gemara is the kasha. O mi yikol aman diyom a chotzer lav mishum yodis raboi. Is there anybody that holds that chotzer is not mitam yad? Now that we have a kasha now in Mashlokish, how could you say chotzer is mitam shlichus and not mitam yad? I have a tanya will learn like this. In the pasha of gittin it says yoda. V'nosan biyod you put again the hand. So Vidash and Aimli Yella Yod, it's only good if the husband gives the get into his wife's hand. Gaga, what's going to be if the husband puts it on top of her roof? Whereas Chatzera puts it into her property. For Kafif, for an open yard she has. Minayin, how do we know that these things are also common for the lady? It's called the Kinyan get. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Vinosan, and Vidash and Mikol Mokom, any place. So Vidash and now from the word Vinosan Yoda, Mash Mechotzer, is Mitam Yad. And like Rashi says, Midlaik Sivu Vyoda Yetneyu. It doesn't just stand put into hand. Darush Vidashin Vinosan Avakosal of Vinosan. Amu Mishum Yodis Raboy. It's an Ibribu of Yad. Rashi says, Kosifas on Yashlichus, Hokfak Sivu. But we learned already once that an Isha can make a Shlichus, can make a Shlich. So since we need a new Ribu here now by Gittin, that an Isha Chotzer is Konifa, it must be that Chotzer is not Mitam Shlichus, but rather Chotzer is Mitam Yad. That's why we need a special Ribu here. Sakopon, we see that Chotzer is mitam yad. So the Gemara says true.
So the Gemara says, Linyan get, by halachas of the get, Kuliyam olay pligi, everybody that doesn't argue, to Chotzer mishum yodis raboi. Everybody holds that the din of Chotzer by get is mitam yad. Like with Ashen is Pasuk over here, Vinosan biyodo. Ki pligi, where is the machlekes of Yechon and Resh Lakish, Linyan mitziyah. Machloike says that a chotzer is kana for you, a metziah. If something falls into your chotzer, that the chotzer has a kinyan for you, here's the machloike. Ma sova yafino and metziah miget.
Rabbi Yochanan says, we learn out the parasha of Chotzer by Mitziah from the parasha of Get, and just like by Get, it's Mitam Yad. So Chotzer by Mitziah is also Mitam Yad. Therefore, a Ketana has a Chotzer. Umasova, Resh Lakish holds, Lo Yafin the Mitziah Meget. We do not learn out the Mitziah from Get. Therefore, by Mitziah, the Chotzer is Mitam Shlichus, and since the Ketana cannot appoint a Shliach, who would then a Ketana cannot have a Kinyan Chotzer? The boy is saying another territory, I'll tell you, Biktana Kuli Amaloi Pligi, the Yafina Mitziah Meget. Could we know, like Tan, everybody holds, you learn out Mitziah Meget. But for Hocho, Bikotan Kamifligi. Here the Machlokes is by Kotan. In other words, boy, Iktana, since there's a Pasha of Chatzera by her, she has a Chotzer for Get. So once she has a Chotzer for Get, who Adin, she has a Chotzer for Mitziah also. That by Mitziah, by Iktana, Avadre Chotzer is Mitam Yad. Whereas the machlek is by Kotin, the Kotin Kemiflegi, that Masova Yafina Kotin Miktana, that we learn out Kotin from Ktana, just like a Ktana has a Chotzer, the same way a Kotin should also have a Chotzer. Well, Masova one holds no, Lo Yafina Kotin Miktana, we do not learn out a Kotin from a Ktana. The boy is saying another territories, Mara Machoda Le Prigi, Kulibu Chad, there's no machlekis over here. So Rashi says like this, Umasava lo yafinon memoina misura. He holds you don't learn out moment from Issa. The Gabi memoina chotzer miyim himotse yisra boi. Viklameimu de shlichasu. Umishun meshnibu de maravere, it's circling nicht of hosam. That if you hold you don't learn out chotzer of metziah from chotzer of a get, you hold the svar is only by get, by isurim, there chotzer is mitam yad. But the chotzer by moment, there we don't learn out from get. Therefore, Chotzer by Momen, which is a ribui by the Pasha of Geneva, they would say it's only mitam shlichus. And what do we need the pasuk for? The chiddush to teach us that there's no son of shlichus of baravera over here. Then the second pshat was what Rashi says: Rocha the cotton pligi layashkechon the ribui by Chotzer. By a cotton, there's no special ribui to say a cotton has a Chotzer. So that's machlekes. We learn out Chotzer of a cotton from Chotzer of a ktana. And last pshat was no mara mechod mam mechod Rashi Rav Shimon ben Lakish omar linya mitzia. Resh Lakish was talking about the gay to a mitziah, the taka mitziah, the kinyan chotzer by a mitziah is mitam shlichus. And therefore, Ktana doesn't have a shlichus, therefore she doesn't have a chotzer for mitziah. Rav Yechonon linyan get, and Rav Yechonon was talking about linyan get. Therefore, there's no machlokes. Inami, the other pshat Rashi says it could be, maro makotin, maro maktana. So kids, it could be there's no machlokes in here. But Kopon, what we're coming out though is that's clear that by chotzer, by get, goes mitam yad. Therefore, Ketana has a chotzer. The only shalur does she have a chotzer from Mitziah or not? In Mashmah, we hold that a Ketana does have a chotzer even by Mitziah. Just a Kotan, we do not learn out Kotan from Ketana. Now the Mishnah says, Ro'oison rotzin acha Mitziah. If the owner of a field saw the way somebody was running after a Mitziah, running through his field to find a Mitziah, or else acha tzvi shover. There was a deer that had a broken leg, also that was hefker, going through your field. Or else you saw somebody going into your field to try and capture a bird, shalei porchu, that cannot fly. The yoma zoch sali sodai. Now the owner of the field said clearly that I want my soda to be conduit for me. I want to be conduit this mitziyah of teres chotzer. Then the kinyan chotzer helps for the owner, that the owner has the kinyan of this mitziah even before that person goes to run after and get it. What about hoya tzvi rot kedarkei? Let's say there was a deer, a healthy deer, that could run fast running through your field. Or else there were birds there that could fly away. The yomer, and then you said, the owner just said that zochsali sodai, I want my field to be kona, these are chvetz and these are ron shel hefka for me, is liyamaklum, then he didn't say anything. Here the chotzer cannot be kona for you. So actually said, and the reason is because we'll see in the Gemara, it's called the chotzer sheni mishtameris. It's not called watch, like these, since these things could just run through your chotzer, it's not watched inside your field, then your chotzer cannot be kona for you. So Rashi says, "Achat tzvi shover, devi dumi de mitziah, shein yochol oritz, u'mishtamer b'teich hasoda, yom lo yitlu acherim." Like if nobody else would take this tzvi that has a broken leg, he'll be stuck in your field. So that's called this mishtamer in your field. Therefore, your chotzer could be konorit for you. And who had in a regular mitziah? So that's the chiddush here, that when chotzer is konor, only something that's mishtamer that's watched inside the field for you. Like we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, "Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, v'hu shoy mei v'tzatzadei." That the Mishnah says that it's good that the owner is kona the mitzia only if the owner is standing next to his field. Said the Gemara, petikna le sadeyu. Like, why does the owner have to stand next to it? Like, the Havamina was, right? The owner's making the Maisa Kinyan. What does he have to stand next to it for? Let his sod alone be kona for the owner. Petikna le sadeyu, the Kinyan Chotzer here. The owner, Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Chatzei roi shalodom. That your chotzer, your property, can become something for you even without your das. If a mitziah falls into your chotzer, even without your das, you're kind of the mitziah. So what do you have to have here? Oymed b'tzatzadeh for? Even if it wasn't oymed b'tzatzadeh, also it should be good. So my answer is no. Hani mili, when was that said that a chotzer is kind of you? Afilu shleimi daitoi b'chotzer amishtameris. Only a chotzer that's watched. There's a gate around it. It's watched, and so nobody can get in, and what's in there can't go out. But a chotzer that's not being watched, if there's no gate around it, the door is open, then it depends. If the owner is standing by the side of his field, that's a good kinyan. But if the owner is not standing by the side of the field, then it does not help. The Rashi says, that if the owner is standing and watching the field, now it's considered watched because of the owner. Since the owner is there watching, it's called watched. But if he's standing there, it's good. If he's not standing there, it's no good. If the chotzer has a gate around it, it can be locked up. So even though the owner is not there, still it's considered a chotzer mishtameris. But if the gate is not locked and the things inside could just walk out, or people could come in, then it's only good if the owner is standing next to it. Now the Gemara says, when we know Tamer, how do I know to say this? How do I know to say that the chotzer is not locked up? It's not a chotzer that's watched. That iyomi b'tzatzadeyu in iloy loy. How do I know this? You say then that then it depends upon if the owner is standing there. If he's standing there, it is good. If he's not standing there, it's no good. How do I know this? You say it. So when it says the Tanya, bring your proof. We learn like this: if the owner was standing in the middle of the city, the yomer, and he says like this, like he woke up and he remembered. He said, Yodeyani, I remember now, Shoimer, Shiyoshli Besodem, that the bundles in the field, like you, in the field, they were cutting down the wheat that day, and they were making bundles of wheat. So the owner now that's in their city says right there, I remember that, Yodeyani, I know, Shoimer, Shiyoshli Besodem, Toyolim Shechu, that the bundles of wheat that I have in my field, I know that my workers forgot it. And I want to say now that lo yeh shicha, it should not become shicha. Like this, the halacha is, if you leave over the bundles in your field and become shicha, you have to leave it over for the aniyim. You can't go back and take it. See, the owner said, I don't want it to become shicha. So I said, lo yeh shicha, im chazim shachu. Like it says, if the owners forget, if my workers forget it, I do not want those bundles to become shicha. So the Gemara, the Bryce says, maybe he could do that. That it will not become shicha if the workers forget the bundles there. Talmud Lemon, we dash in the Pasuk, no, that says, Pishachachto oime basode. If you forget the bundles in the field. So we dash in Pisode Vishachachto Voloi Beer. That only if you forget it when you're in the fields, that's called shicha. Voloi Beer. And not when you're in the city. So Rashi says, Basode Vishachachto. If you forget it when you're coming into your field, that's called the forgetting. And not if you forgot it when you first come into the city. So Marius Lestiro, Hagufa Kashin, like what are you saying? It's a Kashin, what you're saying. Or Matt, you're telling me. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lo ye shicho, then what, that it's not called shicho. Alma, what do we see? Heve shicho. That no, it is called shicho. Because what happened here, the owner in the city is afraid that maybe his workers will forget the bundles in the field, and he doesn't want it to become shicha. So he's saying, I'm remembering now that I don't want it to be shicha. So with dashing, that doesn't help, and rather it does become shicha. So you see what, that when you forget, like even though you're in the city, it is called shicha. The Nosabla Gemara, and then the Gemara with dashing apostate, that besodeh v'shachachta, v'lay beer. Alma lay have a shicha. That's not called shicha. That's what's called the forgetting. Only if you forget when you're in the field itself. If when you're collecting the bundles in the field, you forget it, that's called shicha. And not if you forget the bundles when you're in the city. If you forget when you're in the city, it's not called shicha. So it's a theory. What are you talking about? The Gemara says, El alav rather hochi koma. This is what the Gemara means to say. The Raisa. Ba'asode shichu ach mi'ikroi heve shicha. That if when the owner is in the field itself, and at the beginning when he was making these bundles, he forgot it at the beginning, that's called shechu. Yeah, again, hokikoma. Basod is shechuach miyikro. If you forgot it at the beginning, have a shechu. That's called a good forgetting that you have to leave enough v'anim. What about zochor? Let's say at the beginning when you started to make these bundles, you remembered that you have 10 bundles there. Just a lipsev shechu, at the end, you forgot it. But at the beginning, when you put it down, you knew it was there, you knew you had to take it away. Ain't shechu. That's not called shechu. My time, and what's the reason? Techiv on the koi gabo, since you're standing right next to it, have a lechatzeroi, that this field is like your chatzer, the zochsaloi, and therefore the field is like conduit for you. In other words, when you first cut down these bundles, you knew the bundles were there, and you had not to take it with you. So right away you want your field to be conduit these bundles, therefore these bundles are not called shechu. What's called shechu? If when you're cutting it down, then you went to collect it, you didn't realize how many was there, you never realized, and you went home, you left over one or two of them, so those leaving over is called shechu. But the Moreh Sprite says though, av will be here. But what's going to be once the owner leaves the field, and he goes into the city, afil zochor, or lefsav shechuach, have a shechu. Even though at the beginning when he first made the bundles, he remembered that he had 10 bundles. But since then he forgot it, and he left the field, even though he remembers at the end, still it's called shechu. Still his chatzar is not kona for him. My time, and what's the reason? The last thing got paid the liskele, because the owner is not near the field, therefore the field cannot be kona to him. So therefore we see such a difference, that if the owner is in the field, even though it's like a chatzar shed mishtameres, but when he's there, he's watching it, then what's inside it is kona for him. But if the owner left the field and went into the city, then we say, since he's not standing there, what's in the field is not kona to him. So therefore, since Lamaisa was left over, it remains shechu. So you see, you're right, in this Yisoid. So Gemara says, Mimai, who said that the pshat over here? Dilma, who said that pshat? The psukim over here, Dilma, maybe there's a different pshat over here. Dilma gzeras hakosavi. Maybe it's a special gzeras hakosav over here. That is a besoda and they have a shechu. If you forget something when you're in the field, that's called the forgetting, then you have to leave it over for the aniyim. That's called shechu. Will be here, but if you forget something when you leave the field, you went into the city, maybe learn to have a shechu. Maybe it's a special gzeras hakosav here, that it's not called shechu. That's the pshat. The shechach tzayim abesoda, only when you're in the field and you forget, is it called shechu. Now maybe in the city, it's not called shechu. So Mar says, no, Amakro, the pasuk says, loy soshiv lekachtoi, that you're not allowed to come back and take it. Lerabbi shechasir. Here comes to include clearly that even though you forget it, even when you first go into the city, still it's called shechu. So the Kirti Kinstam says, because there's a kosa that when you forget something after you went to the city, it's not called shechuach, because here we have a special rebound from loisoshev lekachtoi lerabbi shechasir. So you see that even though you forget something in the city, it is called a forgetting. So in what's pshat the drasha before, but you have to say, like we said, that when you're in the field there, then the field is zocher, it's for you, therefore you can't, it's not called shechu. Mar says, no, ha-mi-boy-le, we need this extra postik of loisoshev lekachtoi lelav. For a lab over here, this is the lab of shechu, that once you forget something, there's a lab not to come back and take it. So Moses says, Imkeim, if that's the pshan the posik, nei makro loisikchenu, don't go and take it. My loisoshuv, what's this lashon of don't return? The rab as it comes to include, shechas ir, that even though you forget it first when you went into the city, it's also called shechu. So therefore we have to say, pshan like we learned before, that there's a difference when you're still in the city, then when you're still in the field, the sodder is kona for you, and when you leave the field, since you're not aimed, it's not sadeyu, then the field is not kona for you. So kids, so we have a raya to this yisoid. Alright, turn over. But now the Gemara still asks, the Akati is still this last posik, the Akati mi boile, we need this last posik. Of loisoshev lekachtoi likretnan, like we learned, shelefonov en shechu. A person is the beginning of a row, cutting down the wheat, let's say, and he knows he still plans to go through this row to cut it. So even though he forgets a little bit, that's not called shechu. But shelachrov, once he passed this row, and now it's a question of returning back, going backwards, yesh shechu. Then there's a klal of shechu, what you already forgot, you can't come back and take it anymore. Shuba bal toshuv. Then there's a slav not to return to get it. And zeh klal, this is the klal. Kol shuba bal toshuv. Anytime there's a lav like bal toshuv, don't go back to the road that you already finished cutting off. Then shechu. That's called shechu. There's a lav not to take it, you have to leave it for the aniyim. But kol she'enu bal toshuv. Anytime like you're first starting or in the middle of going, of advancing yourself, doing this row, that you didn't finish doing the row yet. So it's not called the Baal Toshev, don't return to do it, because you didn't finish. You're going forwards.
So the aim is shechuach. Even though something was forgotten there, but since anyway you have das to continue cutting down this row, you didn't finish cutting down the whole row yet, there's no way to shechuach. So the pasuk of Lois Toshiv is not coming to include shechas ear, but rather only coming to tell us the yisod of shechuach is only on something that you already finished cutting it down. It's allowed not to return to go back to it. But something you still plan to go forwards and work on it, there's no it's a shikha. So we have no pasuk for shikhas here. So my answer is, Amar Ravashi Yamakro, the pasuk says, Yiyef, l'rabba shikhas here. So the kitchen is a pasuk. Yiyef actually says, l'ger l'yosun l'amon, yiyef, an extra pasuk, there will be a marba, that there is a pasuk of shikhas here. Therefore we have to say, the pshan, the first pasuk of a shikhach, ta'ima basodeh, that for sodeh, the shikhuach means, that there, if you remember, the sodu is kona for you, because you're aiming the tatsadeyu, Hashem can be here, since you're not aiming the tatsadeyu, the attack of the sodu is not kona for you. Now the Gemara says, v'cheinom rabba babachona. Rabba could also say the same thing, v'hu shaymi the tatsadeyu. You have to know that tzchotzit is not mishtameris. If the yonu is standing next to it, then it's very good. If you're not standing next to it, then it does not help. And this the Gemara says, eitzvei, I have a kasha on this. It's Eitzvei Rav Abba Lula. Rav Abba is the Kasha Tula. It says, Ma'is Rav Gamliel is a Canaan. There's once a story that Rav Gamliel is a Canaan, Shoei Boini Masvina. They're once traveling on a ship. They're coming from a ship. Now, Amr Rav Gamliel said, Isra Shani Yosub Lomud, Nosim Yeshua. So Rashi says it means, Niskar Shle Isra Maisroisov, Fok Shaloi, O Miel Asra and Bashel Hashem. Rav Gamliel remembered that the fruits that he had back at home, he forgot to take off Trumas and Maisras. He was afraid maybe the people in the city, in his house,